Taf Yud Beit Amid Beit, three lines from the top.
Tanan.
We are getting back now into our Mishnah that we had on Yud Aleph Amid Beit. Tanan. The Mishnah said that we had Rabbi Meir Ochlin Kol Hay Chamesh. We could eat the whole fifth hour. Now remember, from midday on after Chatzos, beginning of the seventh hour, Chametz is Aser. So Rabbi Meir, we know that the Chachamim made a herchaka, they distance one. So Rabbi Meir says they only distance 1 hour. Ochlim kol chamesh, you could eat the whole fifth hour up into the sixth, and then sarfim techilat vav, from the beginning of the sixth hour you start burning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ochlim kol dalet, he says the herchaka was much greater. You could eat all the fourth hour, which is how we're nohei today. Fetolim kol chamesh, and then we wait on the fifth. You can feed it to your animals. Fesorfim betchilat vav, and then you start burning the beginning of the fifth. Now this is a little bit of a problem now because we've been spending the last 2 days with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin was a very similar Mishnah with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, except there was a machloket, Abaya and Rava, on how do you read the Mishnah. Let's just review what the shitas were. Abaya said, when it came to Edus, they make mistakes also. We have a capital crime, you investigate the Edim. One says 2 o'clock, one says 3 o'clock. Abaya says, according to Rabbi Meir, the time is, according to one shita, they don't make a mistake at all. And the other shita is, they make a little bit of a mistake. And Rabbi Yehuda, it's either a half hour to a little bit more than an hour. That's what Abaya held was the machloket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Which is a far cry from our 2-3. Over here we see clearly that Rabbi Meir holds a full hour. He says you can ochlim kol chamesh, and then you burn the six. Okay, Rava held over there in the Mishnah with Edus, that a person can make 2 hours chosim mashu according to Rabbi Meir. Meaning you have that leeway that people make a mistake, a little less than 2 hours. Again, we're going to have to examine our Mishnah in Chametz, which says Rabbi Meir only gives 1 hour. And he holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, 3 hours chosim mashu. So we got to reconcile the two Mishnahs over here. Over here we see in Chametz the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is 1 hour. Rabbi Yehuda is 2 hours. In Edus, we see that Rabbi Meir is much less time, and Rabbi Yehuda is much more time. This is basically what our Gemara is going to do right now, is come to reconcile the two Mishnayos, that it's all one sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. La'abaya, according to Abaya that we had in Hilchus Edus, he labored to Rabbi Meir when he said, according to Rabbi Meir's Shita, that the amount of time that a person can make a mistake is Yome Ein Adam Torah, Philo Klum. He doesn't make any mistake at all. Necho Kulishet. You should be able to eat the whole 6 hour. Why over here all of a sudden with Chametz is that we're making it a full hour. And with Avis, it was no time. One person said the second hour, one person said the third hour. The one who said the second hour is really the end of the second hour. The one who said the third hour is really the third hour. It's the same time. Ulahach Lishna, and the second Lishna of Abaya, Nami. We also have the Yomer Adam, Tom Mashu. He can at least make a mashu mistake. Again, nechol atzofshi. At least eat until the end of the sixth, and by then you should get ready to leave it. So that's the question on Abaya. Also, Abaya leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, in Hilchos Eidos, Abaya said in Rabbi Yehuda, it's either a half hour according to the first Lishna, or a shah mashu according to the second Lishna. Tiyome Adam Torah Chetzi Shah, nechol al pagad shet. He should be able to eat until the mid of the sixth hour. Ulahach Nishna, and the second, the Ikid Yamri in Abaya, Namid Yomar Adam to Oisha, Umashu Nechot Atsof Hei. And yet, Rabbi Meir says you can eat all the hay. Okay, so what's the, what do we do with Abaya? Seems like a steer between the two Mishnahs. No, they're really the same. Omer Abaya, the difference is, Edud Mesor Lizrizim, Edus, when someone is going to testify, and they come to the court saying, we saw, they are usually very careful to make sure they know what they saw, because the Beit Din is going to investigate them. So when they say there's reason, meaning they're going to be more exact, Chometz l'chol masa. It's to everybody. Not everybody is bucky, but everybody's expected to keep it. So really, Abaya holds the larger time with chometz because people make mistakes. People are prone to make large mistakes. But if someone is going to testify in court, he better know what he's talking about. And therefore, he doesn't make a mistake. So therefore, there's no steer between the two Mishnahs. Vashi, nechal ad sof sheit. According to Abaya, you should be able to eat at least until the end of the six, because he holds in Eidus that they don't make so much of a mistake. Since Minotaur, it's not Asr at all until the 6 hour pass. Verabonin, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbonin, Lamahuti Avod, Harchaka, Mamidi de Lotari in Shibay. Why should the Chachami make a Harchaka eat the whole 6 hour, according to your sheet, that people don't make a mistake? It's something that people don't make mistaken. So Abai again makes the difference. Eidus, Mesor, Lizvizim, Eidat, and Bali Ait. He's not going to come and testify in a court unless he's positive what the time was. He's going to get a drisha for chakira, the seven chakiras, and he's going to get a bedikah afterwards. Aval chametz ala kol mutol v'she'enu baki b'shas mote behem. Since it's to everyone and they're not all bakim on it, don't make a mistake. Up to an hour and something. An hour. And therefore, Rabbi Meir is beautiful. When it comes to chametz, you can eat the whole fifth hour. Person makes a mistake an hour. So therefore, you have to stop. Okay, that takes care of Abaya. Rava is a little bit more complicated. To Rava. Again, let's discuss Rava. Rava held with chametz, you could eat the fourth hour. And therefore, you have to stop. The fifth hour, you can't eat. And the sixth hour, you burn. So it's 2 hours beforehand. When it came to Eidus, Rava said Rabbi Meir held 2 hours, sorry, and Rabbi Yehudi held 3 hours. I mean, you should be able to eat in the fourth hour. And according to Rabbi Meir, he held 2 hours. So therefore, why are you eating the fifth? You should stop before the fifth. That's the question on Rava. Rava, Rabbi labored to Rabbi Meir, Yomei Adam Tosh, Deshaud, Chosim Mashahu. Therefore, when it comes to Chametz, Mitchilat Heilo Nechol. When it comes to the beginning of the fifth hour, he shouldn't eat. And our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, you could eat the whole fifth hour. So the answer, we could answer simply, it's something that Rabbi Yehuda said before, that chametz is different than Eidus. Because even in Eidus, Edom don't make a mistake from the seventh hour to the fifth hour. Why? Because the sun in the seventh hour is on that side of the sky. The sun in the fifth hour is on this side of the sky. So the fifth to seventh hour, they don't make such a big mistake. So when it comes now to chametz, one is the chametz aser in the seventh hour. So therefore it's on that side of the sky. Seventh to fifth, we're not worried about such a mistake. According to Rabbi Meir, Adam Tosh, Deshaw, Chosu, Mashu, Mitchilat Hay. Should be from the beginning of the hay. No, he says, Lo Nechol. Mitchilat Hay, Lo Nechol. No, Hay Chama B'Mizrach, the Zayin B'Chama B'Mariv. Therefore, even though Rabbi Meir held, you should wait 2 hours, when it comes to Eidus, people make a mistake. But in midday mistakes, between the early afternoon and the late morning, people don't make that mistake. So, Ihachi, if so, Hachi B'Sheit Nami Nechol, you should be able to eat in the sixth. You could see in the sky, once it gets to the seventh hour, that the sun is already setting in the western part. So eat the whole six. So in that, Omer Ravada Barava, Sheet Yomer Bekonotakai. In the 6 hour, it's way up in the heavens, and it's also a little bit to the south. A person can't see the angles so well that he knows that if the sun is in the seventh or in the fifth, on which side of the sky, therefore in the 6 hour, people get confused, and therefore Rabbi Meir is goes there. Vashi. B'chamesh chama b'mizak b'shev marif. V'chametzenu osa ela b'shev. It's not us until the seventh. V'ein ta'ut ben chamesh l'shev. People don't make this mistake. Yachi b'sheit nami. Nechol, you should be able to eat in the six. Daha b'sheish adayin alo. V'tad d'chama l'tzad marif. It didn't yet start going to the western sky. Ela b'amtzar rikia. V'zricha tatachtei. And then the rays are coming below you. B'rosh. Kolada, the ain sale note lo lakan velo lakana elataktov, and therefore you should be able to eat in the 6 hour. Now, we say in the Yom of the Chama is Bei Konotakai, when it's in the, I guess we call this corners. Not so much, I'm thinking the rays, but it seems more likely it's corners over here. The Antarikia, when it's in the middle of the sky, Kuvovel and Tot Mizrak, or Kuvovel and Tot Lamarv, it could go either, we're not sure exactly if it's close to the right or close to the east or west. They ain't Om Dimalei, we can't exactly pinpoint it. Ulachi Nachat Lishma, the Beit Konata, the Lo Nechat Beit Mitze. We chose the Beit Konata not in the middle. The Drom Kaibis, it's a little bit in the south and west. It's in the southern sky. It's making a trip around in a circular form. In the sky, when it's going, especially in the middle, it's not nikur the four ruchot, exactly where it is when it's in the middle of the sky. And therefore it's a little confusing, and therefore a person can make the mistake. Therefore, all the fifth he can eat. Once he gets into the sixth in the mid-sky, stop according to Rebbe Meir, and now in the seventh for sure it's Asr. Okay, that took care of Rebbe Meir. The Vava labored Rebbe Yehuda. Here's where the problem is a little bit. Again, Vava holds Rebbe Yehuda when it comes to Edus, it's 3 hours. And over here, when it comes to Chometz, it's 2 hours. Diomer, Rabbi labored Rebbe Yehuda in Edus. Diomer, Adam Torah Gimel Shaos Chasamashu Metchilat Alat Lo Necho. From the fourth hour on, 3 hours in, one should stop eating. Oh, so we can answer again, like a bye answer. Hey, Chama b'Mizrach v'Sheva b'Chama. Am Necho Chama. Hey, Chama b'Mizrach v'Sheva b'Chama.
Sorry.
Thank you. Therefore, it's that's why we don't have to start at the beginning of the fourth hour. The Kol Shechein Dalet, and therefore, how much more so Dalet? Oh, it's back to the question. Kol Shechein Dalet. Ihachi behei nami necho. If so, the fifth hour also you should eat. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that you could. What is Rabbi Yehuda's lashon? Ochlin Kol Dalet and stopping in the fifth. If the lumnus is that a person recognized between the seventh and the fifth, why are we going to the fourth hour? Also, the fifth hour should be able to eat. So, talking about Abaye labored the Rava, Abaye steps in for Rava and answers. Edus Misar, the Zvizim Chametz Lachol Masar. The reason why is because Edim can be more medactic. Chametz people aren't so medactic. And even from seven to five, they'll make the mistake. And therefore, we proceed all the way to the fourth hour. People make a mistake in the times, even from 7 to 5, according to that. Rav Amel, love Einu Taima. That's not the time of Rebbe Yehuda in Chametz that people are making a mistake in time. With Eidus, people make a mistake in time. With Chametz, it's something different. What's the time over here and why we have to stop after the fourth? El Rebbe Yehuda l'taime. This is Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, which we're going to see in the second parak. The Yomer Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa. The only way you can destroy the Chametz, Bir Chametz, is with burning. It's Chachamim Shita that holds you can throw it into the wind or you can throw it into the water. But Rebbe Yehuda holds you have to do Sreifa. So therefore, really, it should be the fifth hour you should be able to eat all the fifth. But you give him 1 hour to collect 18, therefore you finish at the end of the fourth hour. Fifth hour you collect the 18, sixth hour you burn. Rashi. It should be 3 hours. Mishani Shemayel And we answer on it. If he doesn't make a mistake, 5 to 7, kol shechein arba. So Abaye says, Eidus misar lezvizin, behilchak, modi be Rebbe Yehuda, to lo ta'o ben chamesh l'sheva. Normally, you don't make the mistake about chametz l'chol masar. It's going to everyone. Eidim won't make the mistake from the 5th to the 7th, but chametz, since it's masar l'chol, to ta'o, they'll make a mistake. But more than that, they won't make a mistake. Even though it should have been from the third to the end of the fifth, even though It's like a mixture over here. Even though it should be the fourth, there is a haircut to the sun, not all the way like 8 and it should be 2 hours, but we also in the beginning of the fifth. Rav Omer, Rav doesn't agree with Abaya on the question that's on him. Rav Omer, time of Rabbi Yehuda b'chametz, lav mishum te'utahi. It's not because people make a mistake. That's not why Rabbi Yehuda got the hour that the 2 hours over here. So lo tol in shibein chama l'sheva. He goes, no one makes the mistake between the fifth and the seventh. And if you're dealing with mistakes in time, it should be mutter the whole fifth hour. Kidyamach heshchama b'mizrach v'kulei. The reason why you have to wait the fifth, Rabbi Yehuda l'tami, which he's going to say later, ain't bir chametz el esreifa. He only holds bir chametz is burning. Therefore, the coming forbade him after the fourth hour, so he could have time to gather the wood. If he allowed him the whole fifth hour, he won't remember. Now that we ushered it, he's going to remember to gather the wood, and therefore he can burn it in the proper time. So now we have Rav says there's no problem, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only do Sreifas Chametz. You can only burn it, therefore you need time to gather it. When did Rabbi Yehuda say his din that there isn't beer except with Sreifa? That's when it's not the time of beer, when you're mocking it according to Shitas Rashi. About the Shas Biu, but once it's the sixth hour, Hashvaso b'kol davar, you could get rid of it any way possible. You don't need the wood. You could do it without the wood. Rashi, Amitzahani Omer Ain Biu Chametz Ela Sreifa. When Rabbi Yehuda is talking, did I say that you can only do Sreifa? Shalom b'Shas Biu b'tchila sheish, in the beginning of the sixth. For kol sheish, yikad midiraisa shari, it's still mutter midiraisa. Of all the shas biyu b'sheva, shehu muzra min haTorah, once it becomes asa min haTorah, hashfasu b'kol davar, you could get rid of it any way possible. V'tareach zeh, lama, what do you need this extra tiach over here? Just get rid of any way you want, throw it in the wind, or in the water. Or today, we just flush it down the toilet if we have to. Im ein lo eitzim yamtin ada shah biyur, if you don't have wood, just wait until the shas biyur. V'shasu b'kol davar. Oh, so Rava says, you're right. Rather, only Rava Gizeva, and this is what's brought down in Halacha, Gizeva Mishum Yom Me'unan. It's because of a cloudy day. Normally, 7 to 5, you should be able to eat in the 5th hour, but sometimes it's a cloudy day, a person makes a mistake, and they might go over, therefore we gaza into earlier. Oh, if so, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold the 3 hours people make mistakes over here. So goes to the fourth hour. Lo. Lo necho. Omer Rav Papa, dalet zman sudu l'chol hi. Since in the fourth hour everybody eats, we have an automatic clock that if a person eats the same time, all of a sudden he's going to find that he's hungry at that time. He's not going to make a mistake. He'll eat, he'll make another mistake. It's something that's everybody is bucky, and there's a biological clock over here that says to eat at this time, they're vulgar, and they're not going to come to make a mistake if they eat in the fourth hour. Rashi. Hemunan. She'en chama zvaka ve'en yachal livtok b'chama. You can't check the chama. Zman suru l'choli, ha'kol b'kimba. Everybody's bucking it. Okay. Ad kan, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rava, and Abaya. That's the end of the sugya. Side point now. Tana Rabbanan. We're now going to go to the times that people eat. Shah Rishona, the first hour in the day, people don't normally eat, but the Michael Ludim, the Ludim eat. Who are these Ludim? Very interesting. Rashi over here just says they are people that are very ravenous. But if in Shabbos that we got on Daf Yud, he brings down the cannibals, people who eat other people. They're so hungry, they eat first thing in the morning. Now, it's just a side point over here. What's the isser of eating a person? What's the isser of eating a person? What?
No, he already died.
Let's say you shechted him. Okay? They bring that. I'll bring a proof that a person's kosher, because why can't we drink chazer milk? Because it's not a kosher animal. Why can we drink cow's milk? Because it is a kosher animal. So if a person's treif, what are these babies going to do? They can't eat human milk. Obviously, human milk is kosher. If the human milk is kosher, the person's kosher. Lemaisa, it's a machloket. Rambam brings down, it's a miut. It says these are the chayot that you can eat, and one of them is not a person, right? Assuming a person is called a chaya. So that's the Rambam shita. Others hold, the Ritva holds, that eating a human is mutter. It's mutter. Rather, there's a gezeira mitzvah upon him. Where does the gezeira come from? We have we're very careful with kavanah meis. If we don't have hanah from kavanah meis, certainly you shouldn't eat their arm or something. I mean, that's not kavanah meis over here. So it's a machloket whether it's sinus the rice or isurim in the rabbanim. So for sure these ludim are not null. The mice I saw brought down in the Sefer Mamakim, at the end of the Sefer, he wrote Shalos and Tshuvos from the Holocaust. Unbelievable Sefer. So he has a postscript, something that he wrote in 1972, when there was the famous soccer team fell in the Andes mountain. There's a famous book, movie, and everything called, I think it was called Alive. I forgot the name of it exactly. And the way they survived is they ate their fellow members. And they were able to survive. And like, it's a sensational book over here. So he wrote on it, he's saying that that's how they survived. He says the whole time in the Holocaust, with people starving, he never saw a Jew resort to this. So such a thing over there. But it's a certain cover to make that we have. What? The babies. Maybe it's something a little different in Uber. Uber. Yeah. Mace is coming. There's a... Hey, Lamaisa, the Ludim, they're ravenous, they're so hungry. First thing in the morning, they got to whet their appetite. Okay, that's the first thing. Shnia, the second hour of the day. That's when they least to meet. Because they've been up all night, they slept a little bit in the morning, they slept a little late, they wake up and they're starving from their nightly activities. Shlishit, the third hour, is the Michael Yorshim. People that got their money easy, they just sit back, they don't have to work, they have everything set for them, they eat in the third hour. Revid, Michael Pauling. Revid, the fourth hour of the day, is the normal hour when people eat. Chamishi, Michael, Tamidik. Chami, the fifth hour is the Malchi, Tamidik. Chami, and Shishis, Michael, Kolotam. And the sixth is when everybody eats. Ah, Vyomir Rav Papa, Ravi Zman Sudala Kolhi. No, Rav Papa just said the fourth hour is, that's why people don't mistake. Everybody knows that they eat in the fourth hour. Ela Ipuch. But we have to change it around. The Ravid is Michael Koladam. That's when everybody eats. The fifth hour is Michael Poli. Is when the workers eat. The Shish eats Michael Tamadei Chachamim. And the sixth hour is when Tamadei Chachamim eat. Mikanza Elach. If you eat after that, is Kizorik Evan Lechamat. It's like throwing a rock in the stomach. It's an empty stomach. It's not healthy. Omer Abaya Lo Amro. And Abaya says it's not healthy if you delay it, or it's actually going on these hours. Ela de Lo Tayin Midi Bitzafa. Unless, as Abaya is advocating, breakfast. Or a rugalach in the morning. As it comes to the Amar Yomi Shu, you get something. You're Mekayim and Abaya, the low time, midi bitzafa. That's if you didn't taste anything meat in the tzafa in the morning. About time, midi bitzafa, lately in Lavo. But if you taste something in the morning, you're not going to have this problem over here. Okay, there's just a few interesting things. On Abaya's din over here, there's a question, is this pas shachrit or not? Right? It's what Abaya is talking about, pas shachrit. Seems from over here that Abaya is saying, in order not to have a difficulty later on in the day, you have to taste something. The Gemara in Baba Metzia brings down all the benefits if someone eats bread in the morning. It's very medicinal. Could be over here, it's not talking about it. It's just tasting something, at least so you won't get any problems in the day. You should have some kind of taste. So it reminds me of the Prima Gudin. Says over here, and a lot of them question that, no, what Abaya is talking about is pot shachris. Someone should have something in their morning. Question is pas shachri dafka or lav dafka? He brings it down, and he holds the prima cutting in the stopik in shtia. Just drinking something is maspik, or is it dafka pas shachri? They bring down in halacha, at least have something, a warm drink, even water in the morning, and this way, if you miss your meal later on in the day, you won't get damaged. Lamaisa, today we don't hold in these times. They bring down on a lot of it. There's a lot of machlokets. How do you decide these times? Is it the time when you wake up, or is it a time when the sun rises? I mean, some a lot of us don't wake up so early in the morning, like the Amar Yomi Shir. But a lot of people wake up at 7:45, right? Trying to make baruch with the next minute. So because there's so many different times, it kind of felt out of usage over here. But one thing's for sure, clearly, the Gemara advocates eating breakfast first thing in the morning. The Maharal brings down very interesting to understand the 6 hours over here. He says, really, the best time to eat is in the fourth hour. Fourth hour, a person's not starving, and he's not mitzvah. It's like the proper time to eat. Therefore, if someone's mocking so early in the morning, he's so into food, nothing can stop this person. He'll even eat other people. That's the first hour. The ludim, have to eat first thing in the morning, they're so ravenous, nothing will stop him. The second hour, a person, he's not so crazed about food, but he's just a little bit too into food that some things will stop. He won't eat a person, but for sure it won't stop him from stealing from other people in order to get his food. That's why the second hour is for at least him. The third hour, again, since a person doesn't need to eat until the fourth hour, by eating in the third hour, he's wasting money over here, but you don't need to eat yet. What are you wasting? It's shalom letzorek over here. Therefore, it's obviously someone that has money to throw around. It's probably a yorish. The fourth hour is fine. The fifth hour is workers who want to make a little bit more money. They're making money over here. They'll push off their meal, and therefore they wait to the fifth hour. And once the Lom de Torah see that this is how people who are involved in the kashmis of the world are willing to push off a little bit, for sure we should learn from them. If they wake up early, we wake up earlier. If they're willing to push off their meal an hour for money, we're willing to pull off our meal to show chashivas l'Torah. Back into the Gemara. And Rashi's Rashi. Ludim, the listim, vavtanim heim, they are gluttonous. Elisha, listim, the arim call a while, they're up in the nighttime, viyach, and the shakras, they sleep a little bit in the morning, shavi shona, viyokh, and they eat in the second. Yorshim, lav mishum, vavtanot, they're so gluttonous. Elohim, velo, amlobo, they didn't work in it, it's just available for them, they're taking it easy. Gemara. Omer Rav Ashi, k'machloket the Eidus, like the machloket Rav Yehuda and Rav Yemeya in Eidus, kach machloket b'chametz, is also the machloket in chametz. Shita. What do you mean? Anyway, that's what we've been working with the whole time. We're saying it's the same shita. Hayenuach, it's the same thing. No, the Amrinan. Hay kamash malan. The answer is shinoi de shaninin shinoi. That we're letting you know the answers that we gave between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, between the two Mishnahs, they're answers. They're bona fide answers, meaning it's the same Shita. We had answers to describe it. The lo tema tanahi. We didn't have to say it was a machloket tanoim between the two Mishnahs. Rather, the same Mishnah, even though they're separate times, is valid answers. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, lo shono. Going back now to Eidus. Let's just see this Rashi over here. Kimachloket. The Rebbe may Rebbe Yehuda be Eidus Mishum del Rebbe Yehuda Tarin Shi Tfei Kach Makloket B'Matanit Nami B'Chametz Mishum to Rebbe Yehuda Tarin Shi Tfei. It's the same thing. They make a larger Rebbe Yehuda, those they make a larger mistake. Obey the Rebbe may Rebbe Yehuda the Loman Kachim Kula Tiusa Kidi Aminim be Eidus Lamash Teshos Lamash Loshos. It's the same Makloket. Mishnum Shinoim Dishanina, because the answers that we gave between the two Mishnas, Chametz L'Chol Masar, Chametz is to everyone, V'lo Tema Tanoi, it's not a Makloka Tanoi. Ki Kashi L'Cha Matanit Sanhedrin, U'matanit N'Hacha. You might think it's a mistake. V'lo Tema Tanoi, it's the labor of Rebbe Meir, of Rebbe Yehuda. You don't say it's a Makloka Tanoim according to Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, that the students got it mixed up. The time of the Matinus of Rebbe Meir, Adam Torah, Shachar, Rebbe Yehuda, Adam Torah, Shtei Shod. The time of the Sedrin of Rebbe Meir, Adam Torah, Shtayim. Rebbe Yehuda, Shlosh. Elavadi Keota Machloket. It's the same Machloket in both parts. Shal Sham, Kach, Hu, Khan. It's the same thing. Elam Mishum, the Chametz, Lechol Masar. The reason is because Chametz, everybody is Moser to it. They're not as Medaktik. Inami, Kikash, Lechol, Rebbe Yehuda, Diyom, Ehatam, Ein Toim, Bein Chametz, Lechol, Mishum, Chama. It's because where the chama is in the sky. V'hacha omer tov. Don't make a mistake. V'lo temet tanahi. Eilek yishvetov sham. kato kan. They're both going to make a mistake. Elishachovitz lechol masor inan mishum yom meunin. It's the same answers. Lo shano hach to Sanhedrin. Back to Sanhedrin. Elishayidu ala shaos. When they're testifying on the shaos, aval hotsia b'fihim sham hanetzachama ein kan taos elichazav. If they're testifying in the Sha'os, and one says before Nates, and one says after Nates, even though according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, they might be very close in time, we say that they're not telling the truth. Someone's not telling the truth. Omer Rav Shimi Barashi, lo shanu the machloket in Sha'os, that Aiden make the mistake, Eile b'Sha'os, in the normal times of the day. Aval echad omer kodem ha-Nates ha-Chama, v'echad omer ein achen Nates ha-Chama, edusam b'Teilah. Their edus will be bottle. Pshita, of course it will. No one makes this mistake. No. One says it was before Nates, when it's dark out, and the other one says, no, it was during the Nates. Edusum basela. That's where it's going to be bottle. Ah, hainani pshita. That's also pashit. Mao de tema. What might have you thought? What's the chiddush over here? It's not tema. It's not pshita. You might have made a mistake over here. Tarvayo chadam milta kamri. They're really saying the same thing. One said right before the Nates, one said the missed Nates, one is saying the missed Nates. He's really meaning that the sun didn't come up yet, it's right before the Nates. Fahad the kamar betocha Nates. The one who says it's in the midst of the sun rising, a kama, begiloi havikai. It's really just the revelation of the sun in the morning. And it's just the glow that's coming, the chazi. And therefore they're saying the same testimony, we're not going to be butlet. No, kamash malan. Someone that says before the nates means before the sunrise, someone means the betokha nates, that means as the sun is rising, and therefore we don't accept their edus. Rashi, betokha nates, kishimat chilanates. Betokha nates means the nates is starting. You actually see the orb of the sun.